Hello.
And welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And today we are doing American Werewolf in London 1981.
Woohoo!
Woo! We had talked about doing a werewolf movie. We had already done
Silver Bullet
and Wolfman.
Oh, yeah.
And this one has always stuck to me because I saw this when I was a kid and I love this movie. It is so good. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It's on a lot of lists.
Yeah, just the transformation itself, the makeup itself, and the special effects on this movie is amazing. So it's fucking a billion degrees outside, you guys. It's like an inferno and we're in the barrage. So that sound you're hearing that sounds like white snow is our fan, our electrical fan, the barrage.
White snow.
Or what is that? White noise?
White noise.
Oh, shit. White noise.
Green snow is much quieter.
But it's going to be loud. Hopefully it won't overpower our voices or the audio to the movie.
But you're watching the movie too, so you have the audio anyway. You can hear us just fine.
I think we'll be fine.
We can work together in this, and Pam and I don't have to have a heat stroke.
Yes.
While trying to entertain everyone.
I think we'll be fine.
We sat here for maybe 5 minutes with it off and decided, hell no.
It's just too hot. It's too hot. Texas is just broiling. All right. So I'm going to tell you what I found out. I didn't find out a lot about the movie, but I did find out a lot of good trivia, which I will tell you during the movie. So the budget for this movie was $5.8 million.
Not bad for 81.
81, yep. The box office was $62 million. So it did very well. It was shot in 10 weeks. And it was shot, filming was shot between February and March because Landis wanted it to be during a gloomy weather. And in the UK, where they shot that, he wanted to do it during the gloomy days just to give it that certain feel and to set the mood for the movie.
It was shot
in the UK, in parts in the UK, and it was also shot some parts here in the United States.
From what I've been able to tell, the UK is always gloomy.
You would think. I don't think it is. I mean, maybe because we've never been there and we watched horror movies and it's always gloomy.
I read books and they're just like, welcome to the UK. It's cloudy and rainy. And I'm just like, I don't even care. I still want to go there.
I know, right? We love you, UK. Once this shit's over, hopefully you'll let us back in. Okay. The release date was August 21st, 1981, which is strange because that's my husband's birthday. I was like, oh, you were born the day this movie was released.
He's that's why I love
interesting.
You.
Interesting. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 87%. The audience gave it 85%.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right, like I said, writer-director John Landis, he did the Twilight Zone movie, Animal House, Blues Brothers, so many movies. The list was just amazing for this man. All right, here goes the cast. Cast is David Naughton as David Kessler, and he was on Midnight Madness, an American Horror Story. Jenny Agutter as Nurse Alex Price, and she was on Child's Play 2 and The Avengers. Griffin Dunn, he plays Jack Goodman, and he was on My Dead Boyfriend and Who's That Girl. He played Loudon Clea.
Loudon? Is he related to... Oh, shit.
I don't know. I know who you're thinking of.
Dominic Dunn?
I don't know.
From Poltergeist?
Maybe.
Her boyfriend killed her?
I don't know.
My phone's charging. I can't go look at it.
Give me a second.
You keep going.
Okay. John Woodwine as Dr. J.S. Hirsch, and he was on Romeo and Juliet and The Devils. Landis came up with the movie while he was a production assistant on the movie Kelly's Heroes in Yugoslavia. So him and one of the crew members had to run an errand, and they ran into some gypsies that were performing rituals on a man being buried so he wouldn't rise from the dead. And that kind of gave him the idea, like, the what-if situation. What would you do in that situation if you did come back from the dead?
That sounds more like a vampire movie.
It does. It does. Than a werewolf movie. This was the first movie allowed to shoot in the Piccadilly Circus in 15 years. If you don't know what the Piccadilly Circus is, it is located in Westminster. It is circus is Latin for circle, and it's kind of the area where everybody just hangs out and cars drive through. It's just, you know, very popular. I don't know, kind of like Times Square, their equivalent of Times Square.
Okay.
Landis accomplished this, getting permission to shoot at Piccadilly. He invited 300 members of London's Metropolitan Police Service to screen the newly released Blues Brothers, which he did. They were so impressed with his work that they gave him a 2-day permit. He shot between 1 and 4 a.m. during these times in Piccadilly Circus. The movie, and I mean, if I'm getting any of this incorrect, please send us emails and let us know that I'm wrong.
That's all you have to say.
And
dear
I'm
Pam,
okay.
You're wrong.
The movie won an Academy Award for Best Makeup. It was the first ever movie to win an award, Academy Award for Makeup.
So does that mean they didn't have the category before?
They had the category. Nobody had ever been nominated, and nobody had ever won it for makeup.
Huh.
Yep.
Good for them, then.
Yeah. Special effects designer and creator Rick Baker said to Nofton when they met, the first time he met, so Rick Baker did all the special effects and makeup. When he met him, he said, "I feel sorry for you."
This is going to suck.
Yeah. On the days that David had to transform, Nofton was picked up at 4:30 a.m., taken to the studio, and sat in a chair for 10 hours to do makeup.
Jesus. Like, and one hair at a time.
Yeah. And he said about it, "It was like a long flight that never gets anywhere."
Like, watch these VHS movies.
So this is the first installment of a movie. This is American Werewolf in London, which was done in 81. And then the second movie was American Werewolf in Paris, which was done in 1991.
So was that a sequel? Because I thought it was a remake. And they just changed the name?
I think it's a sequel.
But I watched that one before I watched this one, and it was
still
forever ago.
Or maybe it's just forever
ago.
Who knows?
Right? They were just like, "That's cool. Let's put it in Paris instead of London."
Yeah.
See how the French do it. I don't know. But I think I watched that movie when it first came out, and then never watched it again. And then I watched this one, and then I never watched it again. And it wasn't because I didn't like it. It was just like, mark that one off the list.
Already watched it.
Oh, and I looked it up. Griffin Dunn is Dominic Dunn's son and Dominique Dunn's brother.
I did not know she had a son. Interesting.
No. Her name is Dominique.
Yeah.
Her dad's name is Dominic, and he's a writer, producer. He's famous in his own right.
Okay.
So Griffin is his son, and Dominique is his sister.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I was like, maybe she was born, and he's like, "I wish you were a son. I could call you Junior, so I'm just going to tweak your name a little bit."
That's like George Foreman. All his sons named George, even like his daughters.
Even the girls. When my husband told me that, I thought he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Ha ha." And he goes, "No, let me show you." And he pulled it out, and I was like, "Son of a bitch."
That's funny.
That's ridiculous.
So John Landis was quoted to saying that this was one of his favorite movies of all of his movies that he's done. And he said that when he was approving a high-definition transfer of the film for DVD in the mid-2000s, he was taken aback by how gory the film actually was. Like, he didn't remember, but that's why I love it, because I love the whole transformation of the werewolf and how they show it, and it's so cool how they did it. And, yeah, I think the Rick, the makeup designer, said that he was like, "Let me know when you get budget for this so we can start doing it, because I have plans." He knew what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it. So we're watching this on, what are we watching this on, Terry?
I'm watching it on Amazon. It's on HBO.
Okay.
So I have an HBO subscription.
Nice.
Through Amazon, so I don't have to rent it. So if you don't have the HBO subscription through Amazon, you will have to rent it. But it is on Amazon. I believe you said it was on Hulu.
It was on Hulu
but
for
I don't,
free.
I don't yeah. have that. And the end. Yeah. So it's on Amazon.
The end. And the soundtrack to this movie, all of the songs have the word moon in it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and he had to...
have Bad Moon Rising because it's
yeah,
like a
he had to pay up the ass to get the rights for Cat Stevens' song. I forgot what it's called. Something Moon. Because... he was like, I need it. I need that song. I need that song. So he was like, fuck it. Here. Here's some money. Give me the like song. I need it for this movie.
One more $100 bill. Not yeah. enough. Here's another yeah. one. Just anymore.
Like tipping and bribing people. So he was just bribing people left
Fanning
and right
it
for
out.
This movie.
What about now?
So remember, guys, email us any of your horror movie suggestions to drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can also message us your horror suggestions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Slasher. If you haven't gone to Slasher, we just put up some pictures on there and Facebook and all the other social media places.
Yeah, I just basically, I have a folder on my phone just for the podcast, and I just like open one app, upload photos, open the next app, upload photos. I was like, God.
So we hope you guys enjoy those.
Lots of photos. If yes. you guys wanted to see our faces.
Our mugs. If you want to see what the real horror looks like.
Here we are.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, message us.
Or you can listen to us also. Tell your friends about us. We're on Spotify. We're on CastBox, Apple Podcasts, iTunes.
Podbean.
Google us on Pamentary, Drunk and Scary. And it'll pop up with a bunch of different sites where you can go and listen to us.
Yeah, I Googled us and I found like 3 new podcast sites that I'd never even heard of. And I was like, check us out. We're on here.
Dude, there are so many. It's insane. All right. You ready to do this?
I am so ready.
All right. Terry's got her whiskey and Coke. I got my beers. We got our shots ready. Let's do it.
In this picture?
He looks scary.
yeah, but he kind of looks like... Rocky?
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone?
Yes. I was like, my brain just went gone.
My brain
I was like, Rocky
time.
Balboa, that's not his name.
No. Nope.
But you're gonna know who I mean. Okay, pressing right. play now. Stop that. It's fine, guys. Everything's fine. Calm down. All right. Shots?
Yes.
Woo. Oh, I was watching Twilight Zone yesterday on Netflix, and it was like rated, you know, TV or PG-13 for fear and smoking.
Whew. Yeah. I feel the burn.
Who's that?
Who's Jim O'Rourke?
I didn't know if I missed that in your notes.
I don't know. No, you did not. I missed it in my notes.
Oh, I love this song. When I worked at that 50s diner, this song came on all the time.
And you would stop and sway in the corner and cry.
I would serve food while singing. Like, yeah, here you go. Here's your milkshakes. Here's your burgers. This
your
is my roller, jam.
With your roller skates on.
Oh, no, I'm not coordinated enough for all that.
That's the only reason why I want to work at Sonic. Because they have roller skates. They're allowed to use them.
Jim O'Rourke is... I don't know if this is the right one. He's an American musician and record producer, associated with Chicago experimental and improv scene. He's associated with the music group Sonic Youth, Gaster del Sol, Lucifer, The Frogs. But this is 81?
Yeah.
He's still alive, so maybe that's not him.
Maybe it's not. Interesting. Thank you to all of our new followers on Slasher. Welcome, guys. We appreciate you guys. We hope you enjoy our little show.
All right.
Look how pretty the it's just like mountain and then like shelves of rocks and stuff. Just And then like moss growing over it. So pretty.
Did I read that? That said Jim O'Rourke,
it did say
right?
Jim O'Rourke. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Scratch what I just said about Jim O'Rourke.
That is the right one?
James O'Rourke. And he is a producer. Oh. He died of lung cancer shortly before work began on American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
May he rest John in Landis peace. Banned his crew from smoking on set.
He was like, no, 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 no.
He's like, look what happens, guys. Look.
Well, good. I'm glad he did that. Maybe he got them to not. Maybe he got some of them to quit smoking for good. So Griffin Dinh, when he did this, his biggest fear was that his mother, who was ill at the time, would not be able to handle seeing a film where her son appeared as a mutilated corpse. When she finally saw it, she was deeply disturbed.
Really?
Yeah, she was just like, nope.
I guess at that point...
Look at his eyebrows. Look like how young he is.
Too much to handle, but...
Well, you know, imagine seeing your son or your child as a dead corpse. And that's something no mother wants
well,
to
yeah,
see.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's still grown, and you know it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that chick's
some
name?
Some moms just take it an extra step and make it personal.
Well, yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's my baby. I want to pet all of those sheep.
I bet they're not as soft as they seem.
You don't think they are? I've never touched
one. I'm going to say that because I'm not going to get the chance to touch one, so I'm going to tell myself that they're not soft and I don't want to touch them. They're gross and smelly.
Gross.
That's as high as it's getting because of the fan.
Please don't fall, computer.
For real, please, please don't. Ooh, look how close it is. We can watch it like The Ring. And they're like this close to it.
Because it's just so good.
You just steadily get until you're like an inch away from the screen. A mediocre person with a good body.
Can't hear it. I think I'm going to turn it off.
Turn it off for a little while and turn it back on.
And then open the garage.
All right.
Terry's nodding to me like, yes, please.
Like, we need the garage open. Nobody's around. What the fuck? That's just the garage, guys. Don't be alarmed.
Just too hot to have the barrage. No.
I tried to do a knock knock joke with my son. He kept trying to use Siri on my phone, and I have it disabled. Mm-hmm. But he was just using my husband's phone, and he kept saying, you know, Google, tell me a joke. And then my husband was finally like, okay, Mom, I'm done. Why don't you ask Mom? And so he comes over and he's like, hey, Siri, tell me a joke. Like, you know I don't have Siri. He goes, hey, Mommy, tell me a joke. So I went, okay, knock, knock. And he looked at me and went, no, I have a doorbell. Like, okay, ding dong. And he went, no, ding dong. Like, let me tell you my joke.
Knock, knock. Nobody's home. Go away. I'm not interested. That's what I always yell.
Oh, yeah. That's
so this
not
is
even
actually
a
cottage. A lot of these signs for here, they covered up with bushes or whatever, like street signs and, you know, I don't know. What did they use? Not miles per hour. What did they use? Kilometers?
They use kilometers or meters.
So a lot of the stuff they had to cover up and change. So this is actually someone's cottage.
They can smell the American on you.
They can fucking, dude, they can see the American.
They look
on
over
you.
Like, you guys look like douchebags. Get out.
Hey, is that lady? Oh, no. I was like, is that Large Marge? Tell them Large Marge sent ya. Hey guys. Goddamn backpackers.
Oh, that's creepy.
Uncomfortable. So unlike most films, give me a spit it. So usually movies aren't shot in sequence, and this one was actually shot in sequence because they wanted to give, I keep forgetting his name, Baker? Yeah, Rick Baker.
Okay.
They wanted to give him time to get his special effects and all his stuff done.
Oh, fun.
So they shot it in sequence. That is a fire hazard.
We're from Texas. So I don't recognize the one in red, but I do recognize the one in green. The one in green is Griffin?
Dunn. Okay. Griffin is the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
The one in red is Griffin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well then I recognize the one in green.
Dunn.
Griffin Dunn is the name.
Yeah, sorry. I'm
You're saying
David,
it like...
David, Griffin Dunn. David Naughton.
Okay, David Naughton is red. Griffin Dunn is green.
Yes.
I recognize Griffin, not David, except for from this movie. You're making me feel like I'm stupid.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm too hot to decide what's what right now. That guy looks familiar, too. This one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The English accent to me is the most beautiful accent. It's very, I don't know. It sounds so like they. Intelligent and just like.
But are you thinking like proper, like Harry Potter British
proper
accent?
Proper English.
As opposed to like My Fair Lady type of British?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I kind of dig them both.
Any British accent, English accent.
We don't talk about that. Just kidding. Take it back. Mm-hmm. Using your eyeballs and talking about things.
So this place, the Slaughtered Lamb, is actually a cottage located in Crickdarn, about 6 miles southeast of Beluth Wells. Wales. Off the A470, the Angel of Death statue seen outside the Slaughter Lamb was a prop added for the film, but the red foam box was real enough. And then all the Welsh road signs were covered up by fake trees.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
All the patrons are trying to get them to leave.
Well, because
but
they
the chick
asked about
is making them like
stay.
Saying you can't let them leave.
Just all because they asked what the star was. Look at that bench.
Beware. I don't know, man. If the locals tell me to beware anything, I'm gonna beware it.
I'm gonna stay with the locals. There's the statue. Boy, they can play darts. You can't let them go. Should the world know our business? It's murder, then murder it is. Oh, you dick. What did every fucking city has some douchebag. I don't care what country you're from. There's always that one. Look at that dark road.
They're not embarrassed. None of your business.
Yes.
Yes, Rain. I would totally go out there and get rained on right now. So do they have a destination? They just got let out really early?
I guess.
I have to walk the rest of the way? Or they're just like, eh, let's walk until we find something? I like her little glass.
Right? Well, I like her necklace. So a lot of this, them walking and talking, is a lot of it's improvised. There it is. Somebody go get them.
If they don't hear it, something's wrong.
Poor lady. Oh, you asshole.
So it sounded like when they were saying it, like she was like, keep them trapped here. And they were like, yeah, get out of here. We're going to save you. But now it seems like it's the opposite.
Yeah.
She wanted them to stay there to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And they're just like, get the fuck out. Go be wolf food.
What was it? Could be a lot of things. Yeah.
Like what?
He's like, give me a list.
Sheep. A wolf in sheep's clothing?
Pig goes Bill. Heathcliff didn't howl. No, but he was on the moors.
Oh, man.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
You dickheads. Two rules, and you already
broke
one.
Both.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. You know what happens when you leave the road? You get lost. Hide in that bush.
Crouch in a little ball and close your eyes.
Nope, if you can't see it, it can't see you.
Oh my god. It sounds so close. Is that jam sport?
Hey, it's fancy.
It's fancy.
It's circling us. Fuck.
No weapons, no nothing. What do you got in your backpack? What's a good way to kill a werewolf besides a silver bullet and chopping off its head? Do you have a machete?
These two guys?
Chainsaw? Something?
They're like, here's my toothbrush.
It's in front of us. You think it's a dog? Well, it's a
big dog.
It's a shaped dog or
something. Come on,
transform
and
let's walk away. Nice doggy.
Nice doggy.
That's not walking away. You don't run from that.
No. You don't, what do you do? You need fireworks.
Ooh, a flare.
Maybe. Take off that jacket, it's so bright, they're gonna see you. Oh my god, no, is he dead?
Me too.
Oh, fuck, it got him, run, run.
Oh, bye friend.
Oh,
oh
shit.
My god. Really?
Fuck.
Hit it with your big ass backpack.
Dude, drop your backpack and go.
And knock something out with that thing.
Ah!
Whoa.
Oh, they went and helped him. Little too late, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Those aren't the same guys from the pub, huh?
I don't know. What the fuck?
Oh. It's. I was like, where did he come from?
I was like, why is his friend naked? Never mind. It's a different dude.
It's the werewolf. Oh, it is the same guys from the pub.
Hey guys, can I have something hot to drink now? Is this the initiation into your village?
Right. Am I part of your gang now? There she is.
No, I'm your hot nurse. Wake up.
I'm going to gaze into them. And oh, she's going to hypnotize you. Out. Now I'm going to grab your wiener.
Standard procedure.
And then I'm going to rub my titties in your face. Don't worry, it's all good. Mommy's got medicine.
Oh my God.
Sorry, if I hear a werewolf, that garage door's coming down. Really? Are you getting bit?
No.
Okay. Just too hot for mosquitoes.
I'm just sweating. My sweat is a nice layer of protection.
Our ice is already melted.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's how hot it is, guys.
Ice did not stand a chance.
Our ice is already melted. But the water should be cold. Yeah, it's cold. Oh, stick your little finger in there. It'll stay. It cools the. I feel very cool all of a sudden.
Get like a washcloth wet.
Just put my, we'll put 1 foot in the ice bucket.
Each one of us have one foot in.
We'll be fine the rest of the night. So you dip your finger.
Attacked by an escaped lunatic.
Those fucking lunatics.
Well, lunatics from Full Moon. So I can see why they would use that word.
Sure. Good day. Look how they had, did you see they have like the alligator clip hanging on the, where they usually have the drip, just put something there. Look at his eyelashes. Is that thunder?
No. Calm down, Pam.
Oh, God. I am tripping, guys. I'm not even drunk yet.
Hello, David.
He's got very pretty eyelashes.
Sounds like Hannibal Lecter.
Hello, Dr. Hirsch. Good day.
We're in hospital in London.
When did I get here?
Where's Jack?
Oh, aww, sweetie.
David, I'd like you to prepare yourself. Your friend is dead.
That's terrible.
If I had a dime.
For what? Every time one of your friends is dead?
Somebody said your friend is dead. God damn it. Have to.
Both Mr. Goodman's parents and your parents have been notified of your injuries and everything's in order.
Looking awful happy for my friend just dying.
What's going on here? Where's Jeff? Get your hands off me.
Cuff him to the bed.
Let go of me. I want to see Jeff. I want to see Jack. Kessler. I appreciate how upsetting this must be. Please, Mr. Kessler. 20 milligrams.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Milligrams, right? It looks like he just started acting in shock once the nurse walked in. The guy in the...
Yeah, he seemed like...
Once she walked in, he was like, oh.
He lost his smile.
Yeah, because he looked like he was smirking at him like...
He's like, I get that you're from the embassy, but you can get him. What? What'd you do for him? It's a hospital.
But did his accent change? That's weird.
Well, he went from being, oh, I'm a member from the embassy to fuck this kid.
He sounded American almost.
Well, he was American.
Oh, okay.
He's from the American embassy.
I see. I'm an idiot, guys. I don't listen.
It's hot. The sweat is filling our ears. Nice price.
Next week's podcast coming to you live from the inside of a baby pool. Inside.
You're right, he does have nice eyelashes.
His eyebrows are nice, too.
Yes, I believe he did.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Look at his pencil holder. I want one.
Oh, nice. That is pretty cool.
What else you got, Doc? I don't know about that head up there.
Oh, it's like a jewelry holder that you like put like your necklaces on or like your crowns. Put on
it
top.
It has holes in the ears for your earrings.
Yeah, I'm digging that skull. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna find one. We'll have one.
Well, we shall have one.
We shall have one
for our fans. What else can we stick in it?
Oh, and my bottle opener.
Ooh.
I'll get a pen.
It's a pencil holder. Look, guys.
Look at us. Yay. Maybe we should get skulls with for candles. Oh, nice.
I've seen the skulls that they're candles, but when you burn them, it's like red. The Ooh. Wax on the inside is red.
We need them. We can put it right here. We'll turn off the lights. It'll be so much more spookier.
Dude, bedpans.
Those are so loud. Oh, but look how they're like a little Russian doll thing. That's a game I would play with my kid. Like, knock them down. You got to stack them the right way. Time you go. They're competitive. That's how you teach them to be competitive.
I don't need to teach my kids to be competitive. I need to teach her to stop.
Which one? Oh, that's cool.
My oldest one?
Oh, yeah. She is very competitive. No, that's good. She'll always have a goal. I like that one. Or if you use the mouth as an ashtray.
It's only $14.
Soul! DrunkenScary@gmail.com, guys.
Look, it looks like it has fangs.
I like it. I like the crack in the head, too. For the other stuff. There were witnesses. A whole bar. Or pub.
They saved you.
You see the headphone? But it's the shock.
Oh. Don't say that in a hospital,
dude. I know.
Dude.
Did you see the shocker they have? Like, dude. Give your ass a
You gotta
lobotomy.
Watch what you say, man.
Oh, somebody's running naked.
You know, in the mornings when it's really warm and you're like, I need to jog, but
you just get out.
I don't want to be restricted.
Oh, whoa! Did you see that leap? I saw his wiener.
Hey, buddy. Don't eat him while you're human. That's hey. Weird.
Hi.
Oh
my god!
It's much more gross when you're a human. Ugh. She's gonna show up. He's naked and covered in blood.
Right.
She's like, this is not what I expected.
Hello, children of the hospital. Look at all the little kids.
Hello, Benjamin.
Oh, hi, Benjamin. You're adorable.
Yeah. Well, all right, then. Be like that. Here. Swallow this.
Look at his little jammies.
So,
no.
In this scene, this show that's playing in the back, is the Muppet Show.
Right.
Senior Wences from 1980, but the portion that they have on was never released in the U.S.
Why don't you ask him his opinion anyway? Oh, all the curtains are drawn. That's weird. Oh, no, I don't think it's for that. Look, I think it is actually headphones.
Oh. Yes.
You haven't eaten your lunch.
I guess they were headphones.
He's like, I'm weirdly full. I don't know why.
Right.
What?
Quit being a dick.
So he was in a lot of Dr. Pepper commercials.
Oh, fun. Was he a Pepper?
He was a Pepper. And John Landis saw him in those commercials and wanted him for this role.
Nice. That's not
I think
how
he
works.
Later on got fired by Dr. Pepper because of his nudity in this movie.
Really?
It didn't go with their morals. It was
well,
the
I can see that. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I can see that.
She's like, I'm weirdly into that,
right?
Please say.
Look at her belt. I still have one of those. Is that weird?
It's a little weird, yeah.
I said I'm going to say one thing from the 80s. But the little clasp, it's like the holes that you intertwine and it forms a
My mom had one that was a butterfly.
Oh, my God. I have a butterfly. I was just going to say that. Holy shit, Terry. Don't tell your mom.
I'm pretty sure she got rid of that a long time ago.
I still have mine.
He's like, this is weirdly intimate.
He's digging it. Look at him. He's imprinting.
I think she plugged his nose when she put that bite.
Did she really?
She's like, you're going to swallow this.
He's like, I'm not going to open my mouth. Oh, look at him. He's so cute. He's actually kind of cute. His little flirty ass. God damn you.
Now he's got clothes?
Behave yourself.
Are these dreams?
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like, I'm not tired anymore.
Oh, hell.
Ah!
Told you, vampires.
I've had bad dreams before. Well, sure, as a kid, but never so real. Never so weird.
Is he gonna...
You got a good look at the man.
Is Edward Cullen?
Sorry,
I watched Twilight the other night, and all I kept thinking about was the bad lip reading.
It's hilarious, right?
So I watched that instead.
I gotta get you to watch the riff tracks with me. The riff
those
tracks
are good. I saw
for
those
for the first Twilight is probably the funniest one
yeah.
I ever saw. Well, you said you were doubting your sanity, so...
If there were a monster roaming around northern England, we'd have seen it on the telly. Now, you could leave in this hospital in 3 or 4 days. Please,
excuse me.
Remain sane. You know, I don't know why my therapist never gave me that advice. Just be sane. Ah! I never thought of that.
I sent someone in to keep it up.
Oh, he's like, can I request a specific person? Oh, she's going to read to him, too. Maybe she just likes mothering him, and he's like, I'm really into that.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
They're building a relationship. It's all about pheromones. They're werewolves. They can smell it for a mile away. She's like, I'm just going to stretch my titties out. Yeah. It's my fuck face. He's like, I'm digging it. You want to see my werewolf wiener? I bet it's huge.
I bet it's furry.
Ew. Was that her cell phone? My husband just pulled up, guys. And my daughter. Oh. And Terry just got a text message. I've always wanted one of those little hats. Just wear it.
That's like a little doily. It's all nice and cute. You see the little...
Yeah. I wonder why they made them wear that. Not like a hairnet.
Bunch of bobby pins.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
Oh, I used to love the Muppets. Look at that pink wall.
Oh, I was really distracted by this kid's shirt.
Ooh. Look at that big plant. I want it.
So who's he staying with?
Don't trip. So.
Whoa.
Not the TV!
Oh, look at their faces.
Rick Baker plays one of the Nazi werewolves in this nightmare sequence. He's the one who lashes David's throat. That's him. That's the makeup.
I like it. I think he's probably like, I had to sit with you for 10 hours a day doing this. I've been dreaming of slashing your throat. Can I play that guy?
Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
I just had a nightmare. No shit.
Really?
I saw you jump. I just thought you had tics. Dang. I just had a nightmare within a nightmare within a nightmare. La Llorona. Yeah, that looks delicious. I think I will. You see the phone? That's a rotary phone, guys. Those are fun, especially when you're dialing and you're halfway in the middle of the number and you mess up.
Oh, especially if you're dialing long distance.
You need it, like one number. Great. Ah, friend. That's really good. Got it. It's inside.
That's nice. The makeup looks so good, yeah, especially his throat. Yeah,
really good.
You did a good job.
Good job, Rick. Flesh. Can you see why he won?
David, you're hurting my feelings. Hurting your feelings? Has it occurred to you that it might be unsettling to see you rise from the grave to visit me? Sorry to be upsetting you, David.
So they wanted to cast... The Polygram executives wanted to cast Dan Aykroyd as David, but John Landis was like, I don't want him.
I want the Dr. Pepper
kid. I want this guy, yeah. But he was also too busy.
Ghostbusters?
Because he was also doing working on Neighbors, another movie. No, not Ghostbusters.
That's much later.
Ghostbusters was later.
Aw, shit. If you die and you come back as a ghost, all we're going to do is just sit there and gossip and talk shit about everybody. He's not like, what happens after death? He's like, oh, so what's going on with this dude? Werewolf! He's saying it weird. Werewolf?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a pretty face.
He does.
It's you, David. But please believe me. You'll kill people.
So they had to cut a lot of scenes out, and one of the scenes was where he bit the toast, and it was supposed to fall out of his throat.
Ah.
He had to cut that out to try to keep it as an R-rated movie. And he regretted it.
Oh, damn.
But he had to.
I bet that would have been cool to see, though.
Yeah. So they both kept their big puffy jackets as mementos when they left the movie.
Beware the moon.
What's wrong? It's this wall. It feels so nice.
Wow! Yeah! David!
He's like, oh, bend over.
Oh, great.
Doggy style. Nurses, titties.
David, you're going to be discharged tomorrow. Will you be alright?
No.
My friend Jack was just here.
You might be getting committed.
Gotta
watch what you say, guy. I'm gonna talk to your doctor.
About the possibility of you becoming a monster in 2 days
Yes.
I was dreaming again.
Yes, I would think so.
I think so too.
I wonder what her little pins mean. Does she have to go through initiation to get those?
Do you have somewhere to stay?
Once for her book club.
She had to take a class.
And
oh, look at them.
Ah!
Look at her skirt. She looks so much nicer with her hair down.
Yes. Good. There's a shop on the corner. We'll get some food.
Yeah, cash register.
Look at his hair, like leopard print.
Yeah. Oh man, that's really good. Aw, look at all the punks. Punk rock guys.
They're all so still.
Where's Sid and Nancy?
Man, they will fuck you up.
They got good sense of humor. I love their cars. Look at those cars. I want that one,
like
that
red
looks
one
like
over
it's
there?
Gonna come apart.
Of course you do. I want that one. I can drive for a week and then it just breaks into pieces.
It's just the shell. It's the engine that matters. And the gas. The shell can always be replaced. It's the other parts. They can be replaced too, but it's going to be a bigger pain in the ass.
So he's staying
it's
with
like
her.
Like the heart. Yeah, she's like.
I like this window seat
here. Picture window.
Well, see, he has a little bench in front of the window with the pillows. I've always wanted one of those. So he gets to stay with her.
Yeah, he's like, hell yeah, let's bone.
Hey, can you keep reading to me even though we're at your house? I'm not a patient anymore. Could you feed me breakfast?
All right.
Like, you literally.
Like, make yourself at home. Quit following me around. Don't go in there. That's where my sex swing is. And all my whips.
And I'll show you that in a few days.
BDSM stuff. These are my plants. I love them. Don't
touch
them.
Don't talk to them. They only respond to my voice.
If you talk to them, nice smoothing tones. Soothe.
And a couch.
She's going to say stray dogs. See that? I'm on to her.
She made that very specific. She's like, I bring home...
Very attractive.
I bring home
a
young,
stranger.
Strange British men.
Patients from my hospital.
You're just overloading them with information. I've had 7 lovers in my life. Like, dude.
Perhaps you'd like to watch telly whilst I take a shower.
Oh.
This is awkward.
Watching telly, drinking wine.
Right, I was like, you had to throw out that you're going to be in the shower.
Who'd have known that you'd flash up on my phone?
At least they're getting clean.
They are. Oh, he's going to clean her all right, pipes and all. Just hold me. How are you going to have sex in that shower?
It's so tiny. Her plants are right there. They can see everything.
The plants are like, ah!
You just got clean.
Now they gotta take another shower. Dirty. Dirty and sin. Come on, Lee. Has it gotten to the point that I think we've seen enough of these movies that these sex scenes don't bother us anymore? We're just sitting here like, yeah, okay, this is part of the film. They're getting it on.
Well, I was just thinking, like, they did it so tastefully. There's no nudity.
No,
like,
there isn't.
You see, like, all around the private bits, but not the private bits.
You know what they're doing, but there's no thrusting.
No, wait, there's private bits.
Titties! A belly button. Oh, my goodness. Harry, don't look at that.
Scandalous. I spoke too soon. He's getting really low there.
Uh-oh. I think he's down there. Look at her face, Terry. She's down there. He's like... What is he doing?
What's going on? Is he giving her a foot massage?
He's braiding her hair.
It is the 80s.
Wait, check it out. Look what I learned. It's very Bridget Bardot. No, not Bridget Bardot. Bo Bridges?
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Bridges is a dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's it. I'm done naming actors. I'm getting them all wrong. But I appreciate that you knew who I was talking about.
I was like, of all the people, Bo
Terry
Bridges.
So used to it.
What a big window right there. Whoa.
What the fuck?
He's kind of decomposing.
I'm one of her lovers, one of her seven.
I'm one of the seven. I was number six. Don't look at her. It's my nurse.
Is that his friend?
Yeah, he's all like gross.
He's
now.
Like decomposing?
Yeah. It's kind of weird. You're a ghost.
Yeah. Or is he?
We said he was in limbo until the last of the werewolf line was dead.
Okay.
But I didn't expect him to be decomposing.
So he's like, kill yourself, and kill them first?
And he just said, kill yourself.
Oh. What are
you
doing here?
Because that other werewolf is dead. They shot him.
Yeah. So he has to kill himself. Put
that
down.
That's her favorite Mickey.
Don't touch her stuff and get your decomposition everywhere. In fact, sit on the floor. Get off that couch. Let me get a trash bag. You can sit on that. You're one of the undead, and I'm a
werewolf. Yes. That's right. Oh, you do understand. My mistake. Tomorrow night's
the full moon. What's that mean?
You're gonna change.
Oh.
You'll become, I know.
Eddie Monster?
Before it's too late.
Which monster? Ah, give me his hand.
Are you really dead, Jack?
No.
No, I think I have the flu.
I think you're not real.
He's rubbing his dick all over this couch
pillow, right? Yes.
Yes.
No.
God damn it, David, please believe me.
I would believe my friend. If you came back to me like that, Terry, and you told me some shit, I'd believe you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised that those villagers let him go to the hospital like that, because they seemed to know about the wolf, so they would have known that he would turn into one if he got scratched by it like that.
Do they know, though? Do they know that for sure?
I don't know.
No.
Did you just call me a meatloaf?
Voices, right? Sounds good. I'll go make one.
No, I don't think so.
You're just you got your dick everywhere on my furniture where my mom sits.
Are you wearing underwear?
Could you not rub your ass on
my
couch?
Oh my god! Yeah, I was just about. Please tell me. Oh, we did just sex. They did shower, so you know he's clean.
No, they had sex on the bed after they got out of the shower.
Yeah, but he didn't go take a shit after the shower. So his ass is clean. Unless she was up there, like, unless he's into that. I mean, I don't know. You're right, Terry. You're right.
They were trying to be tasteful about how they filmed this. We don't know what all kinds of stuff
he
happened.
He might
there.
Like ass play. It's all good. Everybody has their kinks. Yes, we did.
We saw that. It came out like 2 decades after this movie did.
Well, there was the older one, yeah. I will tell you what episode it was, but just go look for it.
Um, Girl, you brought a crazy man home.
I'm torn between feeling very sorry for you and finding you terribly attractive.
She's like, I've got a... My type is...
like, I know you're
crazy.
Crazy
and broken and vulnerable.
But you're adorable. I don't care how fucking crazy you are, I'll take care of you forever.
I'll take care of you.
As long as you look like this.
I'll cut your food into bite-sized pieces and feed it to you.
That's so sexist. I'm just kidding, guys. You just gotta make me laugh.
Oh, is this the doctor who's gonna go check out the village like he told him to?
Yeah.
Good on him, going the extra mile. That's not his
job. Right? He's like, I'm gonna go investigate this shit. Something's up. That looks like a Pacer. I wonder what kind of car that is.
It's a Pinto.
Pintos were cool. My friend had
Pintos,
one.
Didn't they blow up?
They say the fender was made of flint, which was highly flammable.
My papa wouldn't let me drive his truck because he said that the gas tank was on the outside, so if I got into a car accident, it would blow up.
Did but he have it in the bed of the truck?
Oh, no, he just didn't want me to drive his truck because I was learning how to drive. When he rode in the car with me,
scared.
And I was driving the speed limit in the residential neighborhood going 25, and he was, like, holding on for dear life, and he's like, you have a lead foot just like your mom. I was like, I'm going 25.
Uh-oh.
He just didn't want me to ride. He just didn't want me to mess up his truck from speeding. Spirits only.
I kept walking in and out. Did you see me when I was talking to you? Because I kept thinking, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that. I forgot my glasses. I'm so used to not wearing them.
And I'm so used to seeing you without them that I didn't even think to say.
I know. It dawned on me right now.
Do you need them?
No, I'm fine for now. I mean, I can see the TV and everything, or the screen and all. It's the...
A thousand thanks.
There you go.
That's adorable.
Your mom's.
What ha, ha, we're brothers.
Night takes four.
Oh, yeah, I don't actually know how to play this. I was pretending it was checkers.
They're all, like...
Creepy?
I don't know, like, yeah, every time somebody walks in new, they're like...
You're not from here.
You're not, yeah.
Hey, the star. If you don't want anyone to talk about it, why draw it on your wall?
Yeah. Oh, they could have said that with those other guys.
Right?
They're just like, we need to come up with... We're getting a lot of random tourists in here.
We should really have a story for this.
We need to stop staring at them.
Hang a picture over it.
And come up with a story for this. Kind of what star with two candles on our wall.
Story about werewolves.
Thought you said you were a doctor. Man, they're terrible at this. No, not with you.
I think not. Surely I'm not that impressive. No, so you're not.
Oh, damn.
Don't feel like it. You off now? Aye. I'll not be long. I just want to check on the dogs.
I like his sweater. It looks really soft and warm.
Looks really warm. It's weird because I looked at it and I was like, I bet he's so hot right now because I'm like burning up. Look at that
looking
sweater.
At it, yeah, but it's like 20 it's layers. Much colder over there.
He made it out of those sheep they had earlier.
Right.
Do you have anything to eat?
No, there's no food here.
Only spirits and beer.
And we're almost out of that. You should just
leave. Lager.
That's okay. The last one we had.
Is that a Guinness?
Really? Alright. Took like 2 sips of it. Bye.
Dang, buddy.
I guess he's a doctor. He's got money to spare.
Alcohol abuse. Yeah. Oh, he's like, God damn it, I left my keys. What do you see? What is it?
Everyone just chills and stares. Hey, wanna come check the dogs with me?
This is private property.
Calling the cops right now.
It can't be up in here. Oh, it's a cemetery. Never mind. Hello.
They let him leave.
There's something wrong with this place. That much I understand.
I notice.
Is the light?
He's the one who's in danger, and not Justin.
The one that lived.
Others will be too. It's almost full moon. You've changed. Do you?
That's enough!
Uh-oh. Gonna beat you up.
Run, little boy, run.
Run!
Move from the village. Take your sheep. Your armpit, too?
Yeah. You see me, like, going down my shirt? Like,
your back. Harry's going fan crazy, guys.
Just for you guys.
Just for us.
If you get too anxious, call me at the hospital.
I like her sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a dress? Even better.
Is it?
What's going on? It's going down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, she's like, oh, cool, yeah. I didn't know you were going to do this.
God damn. There's the car I want.
Yeah, it's a dress.
What kind of car is that, guys? Let me know. That is a sweet-ass car. Oh, my God. Is it the little girls from The Shining? Oh, it is them! Alive before they died. He's like, what? UK kids are funny. She locked him out. Put his stuff in the back.
Oh, shit. Oh,
oh no. Wait. Nobody's in there.
Hello? What?
Oh, he had to climb through the window.
Yes.
So, they put another cat up against the window to get that cat to hiss.
Nice.
Yeah. Because, you know, cats are assholes.
Cats are.
You tell them no, and they look at you like, okay, stupid, and they fuck you.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
I prefer cats to dogs.
Degs. You like degs?
No, I like cats.
You like degs? Look at him. Is that a bamboo mirror?
I was thinking like wicker, maybe.
Wicker?
Like in the middle?
Yeah.
Well, she's got a thing going.
Bamboo curtain separator? I don't know what that is.
Bead curtain?
Sure.
Room separator? I don't know.
I don't know. Look at that TV. This is before remote controls, guys. You had to actually get up. Well, if you had kids, you made your kids stand by the and have them change it.
That's true.
Next one. And the first remote only had two buttons: volume and channel. And you can only go up. You can never go back.
Right. You had to go all the way through.
All the way around. But it was only like 6 channels, so it didn't matter.
Look at that dress.
Now I got a smart TV. I just yell at it. Play fucking vampire stuff. That's kind of a small bed, huh?
Right. Well, I mean, well, she lives there alone.
Herself. Yeah, you're right. Like, even her lamp is, like, quicker. So I think that's her whole thing, like, this shelf up
she
here.
She knows what she likes. She just couldn't find a bed in that material.
And he's just excited. He's like, hell yeah. I scored. Look at the little tiny fridge. That's cute.
And the little bread box up top. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
And the... I always like the bookshelves that...
She's got another part Mickey of the Mouse.
Wall.
Yeah. Up at the top. But I like how there's no back. It's just...
Yeah, because it's like open. You can get the books from either side.
I'm going to go get locked out again.
But at least put your shoes on. What are you doing? a bad moon. I knew this song would be in there.
Even that's like...
That's a giant. That's not a wolf that yeah. says that.
I'm still not hungry.
He's making the furniture look so tiny. It's like doll furniture next to him.
Right. Well, she is smaller than him, too.
I like the little table in between the chairs.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's cute. It's like made to have
what
a doily on top.
What does she have in the fireplace?
I think it's a heater. Because it looks almost like coals on top.
Yeah.
Like an electric one. Stove.
So I'm seeing her. That's the third Mickey Mouse I've seen.
She seems to have a thing
for Mickey. She's got one on the table, one on the bookshelf, and one... Jeez. I thought not. Cute little
boy. It's kind of weird, like, she's the nurse, but she doesn't seem to have, like, a specific, I don't know, like, ward that she's in, because she's in the kids' ward, she's in his, That chapter didn't go the way he thought it would. It was a twist ending.
It is. Yeah.
He's like, they died? What? Oh, it was an erotica. He's got to take care of some stuff. There it is.
So... Michael Jackson saw this and was so impressed that he asked John Landis to direct Thriller.
I was thinking about Thriller.
And he brought on...
Oh, she got Donald Duck back there, too.
Yeah, Rick Baker to come and do the...
So Rick Baker did the Thriller?
Yep.
Nice.
As well. Oh, this is, like, the best scene ever. How they show, like, dude, they did so fucking awesome on
and they're
this.
Making it, like, slow.
Yeah, and you
and
can
so they can
see,
show
like,
all the little things. They could have easily, like, did cut scenes to show him. They
well,
could have
done Baker
little
said
parts.
Once his face, it's only, like, 7 seconds, but he was really disappointed because he spent a lot of hours on the face, but once he saw the movie, he was like, okay, I see what he was going for. It's so good. Like, this guy...
His torso is so long.
Won an award just for his...
Well, this
pain
transformation, I think, is the reason why it's on so many lists. Mm-hmm. They always talk about the transformation.
There it is.
It makes me think of the first time you watch... someone turn into a werewolf on Buffy.
Yeah, look at that.
It's like gross.
Look at them, even down to
the
like
muscles.
The muscle, the nice. Ribs, the breathing, like the labored breathing.
Nice job, guys. Nice
really,
job, Rick.
Good job, Rick. That's amazing. Show me the ways.
Pretty. It's
I
pretty
would
building.
Love to do makeup like that. It's always been one of my favorite things. Terry's daughter was a zombie. I was like, bring her over. She'll do her makeup.
I was like, I bought some makeup and I was like, I could wing it. And then Pam's like, I could do it. And I was like, Pam went to cosmetology school. Go to Pam. Pam can
Not
do it.
Not only that, but I've always loved... set makeup or the way they transform creatures or make somebody look dead or a zombie, you know, that's always been an interest.
She looked amazing when she was done.
She looked good.
She looked
and
dead.
She did the poses.
Oh,
she looked awesome. I was like, nice job.
Yeah. I heard you giggling.
Oh! There it is. Ah, it's my pet dog. What is it? Those goddamn hooligans.
But the hooligans.
They're always...
Well, how come she gets red? Is she, like, heading her?
All those drugs. Hooligans, get out of here.
Right.
You're ruining my scotch. Never ask if there's anyone there.
He's looking back at her going, see? Nothing.
What'd I tell you? I'll go out further. He's like, please kill me.
She's like, please kill
me. I'd rather die by a werewolf than this bitch nagging me to death.
Oh, well, David's naked in my apartment.
Right.
I'll pass along your concern.
Sex slave.
Dude, how far is he walking?
No shit. He's like, I'll go check it out. Let's go back inside.
I'll be back later, dear. I have to find the hooligans. He's been walking for like 2 miles. Hooligans? Anyone? Ew. I bet his shoes are like $500. I don't know what expensive shoes are because I'm poor, so... That seems expensive.
I usually just say Gucci because I know that's a brand, right?
Stop that.
Some Gucci shoes and a Gucci purse and shirt and fucking just Gucci. I tried to investigate the attack. There are no records. There's like a it sounds like a moth flying, like a wing.
Oh, it's my giant moth wing that I'm fanning myself with. Thank you, moth.
I got him.
It's Mothra.
Mothra. No, we can... You can defeat Mothra with a fan.
Mothra can be my fan.
You just turn on the fan and he's like, oh, I can't fly.
Spray him with water real quick on his wings. Godzilla did not...
Or just catch his wings and it'll break.
Yes?
So, John Landis and Rick Baker had several disagreements over what the design of the werewolf should be. Baker wanted it to be a two-legged werewolf, saying he thought of werewolves as being bipedal.
Yeah.
Landis wanted four-legged hound from hell. The werewolves in Howling were depicted as bipedal. And Rick designed it after his dog, which was like a... Here, I'll find it. Some kind of Keisha or something like that. Oh.
Trust your dog, man. Trust
your
dog.
Yeah, no shit. Oh!
The hell was that?
Oh, my God. It was a can that was on the...
Huh. Jesus. Knife. A werewolf is going to get in the garage
because
we opened it.
I don't know.
It's stalking us just like it's stalking these hobos.
That werewolf's in for a surprise.
Ah! It turned into a train.
Ah. It was Rick Baker's Quiche Hound or Quiche Hond, which was the hairier dog and kind of almost wolf-like.
Is there a picture? What's a
there
Quiche
isn't.
Hound?
I'll look for a picture. K-E-I-S-H. Hound. All right. Let's Google this dog.
Like that?
A quiche? Yeah. No?
That's not scary. It's just fluffy.
Well, no, but...
It's fluffy, and I want to give it a big hug.
I'm assuming, like, the colors and all the But yeah, of course, that's not scary.
Is someone there?
But a werewolf. Scary.
I can assure you that this is not the least bit amusing.
I can assure you, I taste like shit.
I'm stringy.
There's no meat on me. That wolf would be like, fuck you, bitch. I see those thighs.
I won't even yell when you bite me. I'm emotionless.
Like, I see your fat ass. It looks good. I'm about to eat that shit.
Do you do squats?
I do squats. He's like, oh, I can tell. It wasn't as
tough.
I like
how the things in the back.
Pregnant. It's made for you.
Free advice. Our something.
Rush hour.
The best. Oh, fuck.
I can read them better.
I can read them better.
Slow down, camera.
Before.
Thumbs up on something. A non-stop orgy. See you next Wednesday.
That was a good one to stop on.
So that one.
Birds of Love.
I got something on that non-stop
orgy. The orgy?
Yep.
Shit, yeah.
Let me find it.
Run! You know, with your umbrella, you can whack it and you can stab it. You can block teeth.
Yeah.
I've never been in a subway system.
Okay. This looks the fake porno
no,
movie.
There's your weapon.
Ugh, really?
Oh, and his
really?
Briefcase.
Okay. So the fake porno movie poster, See You Next Wednesday, was the first thing to be filmed during production.
We gotta make sure that we film this. I'm gonna forget. Do it first.
Let's just do it to get it out of
this
the way.
This guy. You spent so long on all those files. I can't believe you lost them.
Fuck the files.
Here you go.
Oh.
He's worse than a teenage girl running through the woods.
Hey, that's not a werewolf.
Tripping over everything.
Cheers to werewolves.
Cheers to werewolves. Dink. Aw.
Did you just aw that gorilla? He woke up in the zoo, so now he knows
maybe.
He's not. Dreaming.
Dude, last night I watched a trailer for a movie called Zombies.
What is that? Is that a cartoon?
No.
It sounds fake.
It's set in a zoo, and there's some kind of weird virus.
Are the animals
the
zombies?
The animals are turning into zombies.
Oh,
and what sold it for me, I didn't end up watching
it.
That. The giraffe turned into a zombie and was trying to eat people.
The trees. It's like, ah, tree.
My brother was with me, and I was like, that giraffe really is selling this whole fucking movie.
We get, put it on the list. We got to watch it. Oh, look. He's like, don't bite my wiener.
Hey, guys. Whoa.
70s Bush. He's like, how the fuck?
Now I gotta get that. That's some good muscle. Just
look,
pull yourself out
cheeks.
Of there. Nice.
It's got nice everything there. It was a little cold though.
Yes, I will.
You know, he's just flailing around in the road.
He's just
gonna
walk in naked. She's like, "Oh, you're ready for me."
My crazy boy toy that I stole from the hospital, abducted from the hospital. Is gone.
Oh my god, he's gonna get arrested
he's
for public
run
indecency.
Across the city. Okay, I see your wiener bouncing.
Right, I mean, you could get a. Oh. Like a uniform, like a. In the maintenance
Grab
area.
Grab a leaf.
Something.
Grab a leaf. He's got very nice legs.
Oh!
Grab her hat or her umbrella. She's like, my word, that's the best ass I've seen in
She's
years.
Gonna go home and think about this. Oh no, don't approach a little boy.
Is that Damien?
Oh my god, do not do that.
It's Damien.
Oh my god, this is the worst idea you've ever had.
Why? Wouldn't it be?
A naked man calling a little boy over to a bush?
Yeah.
Hey, little boy with the balloons.
I'm a talking bush. Give me your balloons. Then you could buy more balloons.
Thank you.
He's just discovered something about himself.
Right.
Woo! That was fast. Quick hands.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Jamar.
You
stole
my balloons.
That was awesome.
Ooh, he's in the paper.
Man or monster?
A naked American man. Classic Americans.
No, I'm going to read it first.
Oh no, his balloons, no!
He
his
made dick it is home? Just out. Or he stole that lady's jacket, right?
It was like a, I don't know, like a cape? Was it a was jacket? It a cape? I don't know, I just saw boots. Red.
Everybody has
those are nice. Everybody has like the same. Oh, it was a jacket.
It's a cute jacket. The
I like the fluff.
I like the buttons. It's weird that he's facing outward, because now he's got to see this dude. Just face the other way, and you don't have to see him looking at you all judgy. He's clearly not used to being antisocial.
Sorry, I forgot this part. The title of the movie, See You Next Wednesday, is a trademark, also, of John Landis' work. First encountered by him as a dialogue in 2001, A Space Odyssey, 1968, he created a fictional movie and included posters for it as early as 1973, then later in Trading Places,
well,
and Coming
movie.
To America.
I love that one too.
Billboards, The Blues Brothers, Cinema Screening It, The Kentucky Fried Movie, the film Michael Jackson's Thriller, and also as dialogue and other kinds of props and sets and dressing. That's cool. So he's got it, like, in almost everything he's done.
I'm concerned about this nurse. She's not alarmed.
She's showing that signs of delusion.
He came in naked under a coat that's clearly a woman's, and she's just like, oh, where'd you get this coat? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Like, really?
So she's not jealous.
Yeah, but she's also not concerned that this crazy man that she barely knows just walked into her house
Maybe
naked.
Maybe she knows what's going on with him.
And he was gone all night. Yes.
Maybe she follows the reports. And she's just, like, got this fetish about being with a wolf. And she's like, what's the best wolf to be with? A man wolf. A werewolf. Look at him. He just ate some dinner. He's like, now I'm horny. Let's make cubs. I'll give you a litter of 12. Oh, no. I'll just take the one. It's like, what am I doing?
Yes. She's like, that's my boss. Stop doing this to me lying on the phone with my boss.
What is that red thing? Is that a mailbox or a trash can? I've seen these videos of they have like trash compactors in the middle of the city. And when they fill, they drop, or get a certain weight, they drop down and come up empty.
Oh, nice.
They show, like, this kid get in it and disappear, and his friends are like, oh, my God. It was, like, a legit Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory scene. They had to call the police.
He went to the Ministry of Magic. Y'all just don't know.
It's like, why would you get in that? It's for rubbish.
I love that word for rubbish. Trash. It doesn't sound as gross.
It doesn't. Look how pretty the collar.
Pay the man. Oh, now you're getting bossy. I need to eat these birds.
Excuse me. I'm craving chicken-ish. Kill yourself. Do what your friend said.
Shh. Could you keep your voice down? Jesus,
shut
David.
Up, I'm a werewolf.
Oh my God.
Really?
I killed lots of people last night.
Arrest? I don't know this woman.
Just punch him.
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
There is a lot of controversy on this because it was right before Prince Charles and Prince Diana's wedding. it's when they were making preparations, but they had no idea.
Oh, we are breaking up.
Really? It's over. I cheated on you.
You know how easy it is to get arrested in America?
Beautiful.
Come on, man.
And a Labrador.
Punch that dude in the face.
She's only 19 months, and she's got a great ass. It's golden and furry. She's not into humans. Let the cop go. Go punch the other one. He'll still get
out.
Whoa. What? Dude, you've been with her, like, what, 2 days?
2 days?
You've been out of your coma for, like, 3, so 5. Seriously, and you love her already?
This is why everybody hates Americans.
Yes.
Would you just chill?
Just rushing into shit. Not thinking logically. Hey, I just met you. This is crazy.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
It's been 5 days.
But and I love you
like crazy. No, bitch. Bye.
Oh, that's great. I'll be right back.
I'm gonna go get the mail.
I'm gonna go get you a present.
But it's 9 o'clock at night. I think I heard the mailman.
I'm waiting for a delivery.
Amazon. Is that a ghost hanging on the back? Oh no, it's a lab coat. Never mind, guys. False alarm.
It's also a ghost. It's a ghost lab coat.
It's Casper.
If this is America.
I gotta say, her wings are amazing.
Right? Like, what does she use? Because they're not going flat.
No. Aquanet, dude. Aquanet at the
time.
Oh,
it is the 80s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The extra hold, you. And then you'd hold the blow dryer with your curling brush. So that shit was like a board. It wasn't going anywhere. There could be like 15 mile per hour winds and it would just do this.
Move like an inch and go right back.
And you would just walk faster because of all that. Worked like a wing.
All
and
right.
You could probably eat lunch.
And
off
now you're
of it.
More aerodynamic. You can run faster.
It also worked as a parachute. You just grab the edges and poof. And you had to slow down.
Oh, he's trying to call his parents.
So he's actually talking to. His sister and brother. And their names are. Max. And I forgot the daughter's name. Yeah. Those are Landis's kids' names.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's like, I've run out of imagination. Just use my kid's name. It's fine.
Be a good girl there. Yeah, I love you. Goodbye.
She's like, you're being super weird. You've never said this to me before. What are you doing? Can't even get yourself arrested. You're the worst.
I know, right? Just punch the fucking
right,
cop.
Just punch him.
You'll get in bars for sure if you hit a cop.
That's assault, man. Oh!
No! Oh!
With that knife?
With that
oh, God!
Thing, that
it's
is
gonna,
not gonna work, that,
oh,
buddy.
Geez.
You need,
Lady Bic.
No shit.
That cuts you even when you don't want it to.
We don't promote suicide at all, guys.
Not at all, but I'm just saying.
But
you buy one of those.
That is so true.
You're
I
just trying to shave your legs, and you're just like,
so
it's like cabin fever.
Times,
you're just like, shit,
yes.
Just pulling your skin off. Lady Bic is no
my
joke.
My husband will get out of the shower and out of the bathroom like a bunch of toilet paper on his face. What happened? Especially when I put a new one there. He's like, she's in your shaver. I'm like, damn.
You don't know how to use lady razors.
Massacred yourself there.
How did you end up in this? Totally by accident. Oh, no. Don't look at him. Don't make eye contact.
The Wednesday porn.
Oh, God. Don't look at him.
I'm digging the music.
Oh, hey. He's just jerking off in the back.
Look at his teeth. He's like, I was jerking off. And he pulls up in his hand and his dick's there. But it came off.
It's not working.
So now it's like one of those water slime things that you just got to hold on to and hopefully not drop.
Oh, no. Whoa! What the fuck movie is this?
It's their version of The Wednesday.
Was that it? Yes. Oh, that was amazing. I was like, she cheated on him with this dude? Oh, never mind. You don't have to say anything, David. Oh, and you can see it through his cheek? That's
yeah.
Awesome.
And there's part of the... like the muscle right here that's still there to hold his mouth together. No shit, Sherlock, I'm fucking dead.
I didn't mean it, you're beautiful. I don't even know if it was
me that killed those people. You look like shit too, but with flesh. What about the zoo? Well,
how's he making the bee sound? He has no lips.
No shit. I can't do it.
Doing it maybe with a D instead of a B?
What a doubt the zoo. Did that work?
Oh, Gerald.
What about the zoo?
Oh.
Look how the... I like how they still make all that move.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Carnivorous lunar activities.
Mm.
Let's make our own movie called that. It's also a porno.
Oh, I'm down. Look for our porno.
We're copyrighting that. That's ours. We call dibs.
Too late. It's already out.
Someone else already made it.
They already heard it. Don't send it to us.
Unless it's actually this porno that's playing right now, because I really want to know what this story is. Because this
the storyline to it.
It's like,
oh, look at all
the she's so happy.
Look at all of the dead people that the werewolf.
Oh, those are
Einstein.
Those are the hobos that were with the dogs.
Yes. So yeah, the three hobos.
Because of you.
Silver bullet.
Still death.
There is something about three.
Please, gentlemen. A gun! Look how happy he looked when he said it.
A silver bullet. Duh, like the movie.
Got it. They're super chipper for being undead.
Oh, that's how Landis wanted them all to be. Uppity, optimistic.
A car crash.
Very happy.
They were the ones that were going to that dinner party.
Yeah.
All lovey-dovey and stuff. At least they're not bitter like that first dude. You killed me in the subway car. They're all like, hey, why don't you kill yourself with a gun? You guys are kind of weird. No, the moon is there. Oh, he just came. He's watching.
Gross. He's like, oh my God, you guys.
All the people in the front are like, really, already? Is this your first time here?
It's the back of my head. Look at him. He's still going.
This is weird.
That is an amazing orgasm.
Is it the Escher? Dude, you need to leave.
Yeah.
Ew, it's coming through his fingernails.
The guy's still not running. He's just watching.
Someone really loves this movie.
Oh, fucking June bug.
No, I'm sorry. No, nobody of that name. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Ah.
Bye-bye. Bye, Sean.
Bye, Sean.
Bye. Hello, hello.
Jesus.
Cop's like, oh, what was I here for?
Right. Porn? I think I was here.
I need to investigate this movie.
I was here for porn.
I gotta check out this, the plot. Was the plot part of the investigation?
Porn?
And then back to the screen. Jeez, this is gross. Oh, hey.
He stops every now and then, stares at the screen.
Oh my god!
It's down there. That was cool.
Nice.
Oh.
See, it kind of looks like that puppy, right?
Ooh, I like that. Whatever that is, rolling
like
down
a shutter
thing. Right. I was like, rolling down wall. What's going on?
That's what I was thinking the other night.
I've had what, two shots?
I
There's
wanted
no
to tell
excuse
my husband
this.
Like, hey, we need shutters on our windows. Hurricane shutters. They have them all over back home.
All these guys. We want to see the porno. Let us in. Right. I don't care about the monster.
I can deal with him.
Is it weird that I saw there's a bookshop right next to the porn store and I want to go? No. Like, is it? Are any of these scenes in the bookshop?
Do we get to? I lost where I was at. I was trying to tell you something about the three bums. But I forgot. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. No.
Oh.
Run. Oh, fuck. Damn it, the guy in the oh, no.
There's something that...
Oh, my
shit.
God. Jesus Christ, look at this fucking pileup.
You guys are driving way too fast.
Everybody needs to just run and get out of the way.
Ah!
If I had to pick a supernatural creature to be, I would want to be a vampire. I wouldn't want to be a werewolf. It looks too painful.
It does seem painful. I've read lots of
or
books about
banshee.
Them. And they're like, the first couple of times that you change, it hurts. But then after a while, it's like, it doesn't hurt anymore.
It's like a period.
They're just like, yeah, right? You're like, you're just used to it. You're like, eh.
It's going to hurt, but you know what? It's
going
to happen.
I know what's going to happen.
I'd rather be a vampire. You stay young.
Maybe a banshee. I read a whole book
banshee
series about a banshee,
too,
and it was
good.
Good
thing I would be as a banshee.
That one was an interesting book series.
But,
God, what was it called?
If I were a vampire, I'd try my best to stick to, I don't know.
Soul Screamers, I think is the name of the book series. Is that a banshee? And they told, like, the history of banshees. So
yeah.
It's, like, Irish or something.
I feel like I'm getting bit.
That's your nerve endings melting. You're fine.
Sticking my hand in the bucket.
I accidentally got my hand in the bucket when I was trying to get one of my cokes out. And I was like, oh, she
sticking
wasn't wrong.
It
it's so nice.
Here, Terry, stick your hand in my poop bucket.
This is an odd podcast. We got the pornos. We got sharing the poop bucket.
Sharing the poop bucket and the moisture inside.
We should probably explain the poop bucket so it doesn't sound extra weird.
So it's a poop potato bucket that my daughter received as a present for her birthday from one of our friends.
It's like some kind of game, like a kid's game.
It comes with two buckets and fake potatoes, and you gotta carry the potatoes between your thighs and pretend to poop it out and go back and forth, you know? Yeah. So I use the bucket as our ice chest. Our bucket.
It has the ice or the beer, cold water, and the beer and my sodas.
It's perfect. It fits a 6-pack perfectly and 3 Coke.
Dude, the way this chick runs after this guy, maybe she loves him too, even though she doesn't really know him.
I think she knows.
Like, something horrible happened, and she just burst through all the cops and the crowd to get to here.
Like, and they're just letting her go. That nobody's chasing her.
No, they're more like, no, don't stop. Oh, no, she made it.
David. Yeah?
Please. Can I pet you?
Please let me help you.
You look so fluffy.
Let's just take you to the vet. Get your vaccinations. Brush
right,
your
you
teeth,
need.
Get you neutered.
Rabies shots.
No, we're not. Oh. She offer him a treat?
No!
No!
The way his teeth come out makes me think of,
Oh, look at him.
Like a the baboons. There was some movie with, like, baboons that were scary. And it reminds me of those.
Oh, they killed him. Aww. Somebody comfort her.
Aww. That's how it ends?
He dies. He's the last wolf.
Oh, my God. But what about all the
people that were bit? And the
Well, yeah, that. Plus, all these people just saw this wolf turn into a human. There's going to be, like, some kind of crazy new stuff going on.
Conspiracy theories and it's fake news.
Fake news. Ooh, naughty Nina.
Yeah.
Creepy little girls.
Such a good movie. Such amazing effects.
I'm just going to turn it down because I like the song.
Makeup's good. Storyline's good.
What did
you expect? He's going to die.
Well,
he's
You
know, he can't control his hunger. He's a werewolf, a wild animal.
And it's not like there's someone around to tell him what to do, like, as a wolf.
Yeah.
Because the guy that turned him got shot by the villagers.
Maybe if he showed some kind of control, like, I'll stick to animals or whatever, I'll leave.
But it seems like once he turns into an animal,
There's no
human. Yeah. Like, he's only animal.
There's no...
But he seemed,
thought.
At the end, like, when she was talking to him, like, he understood.
He did.
But
well,
it was
I
too
mean,
late.
Well, I mean, you talk to your dog, don't you? And they understand when you tell them certain things. Like, if I tell
I don't
my
think
dog,
my dog understands shit that I say because I tell her a lot of stupid
well,
things.
Well, mine, I can tell her to stay, sit.
Well, she understands
she
when I tell her not to lick me.
Yeah. Oh, my dog's well-trained on not the licking.
But
all the
lemon, when I,
no licking.
She, I don't like my dog. And I tell her. And she's still, like, is always in my face.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to make you like
she's
me.
She's like, I'm
going to
be your
say.
Friend no matter what.
I like your dog. She's fluffy. She looks like the werewolf.
She's very, we have a mini husky.
Yeah.
She's very fluffy. She's very soft. Her face always looks sad. So my youngest daughter is constantly going, she looks so sad. I'm like, that's what her face looks like. She's not actually sad. You just fed her for, like, the fourth
she's
time
super
today.
She's fluffy.
She's
I
not
love her.
Sad. She's not hungry. Stop feeding her. Jesus Christ. Stop feeding
but
her.
She
she's
can be mean, though.
But
she's bit me a couple of times.
She
but
bites. There's this one kid that comes to our house.
I was rubbing her face too hard.
And every
she
time this
like
kid
it.
Comes to our house, she bites him. And I'm just like, the kid's a dick, so I'm not even going to be like, hey. Because I told that kid, don't touch the dog. And he's always in her face, and she bites him every time. Not like hard, you know, but like nips at him to the point where he's like, oh my God, she tried to bite me. I'm like, and I told you to stay away from her
don't
face.
Don't touch her.
That's an animal. You got to be careful. Ooh, heartfelt congratulations to Lady Diana Spencer and His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales on the occasion of their marriage. Lycanthrope Films Limited. Nice.
All characters and events in this film are fictitious. Any similarity to actual events or persons living dead or undead is purely coincidental.
Or undead. Aha.
This is a good movie. It's a
it's
fun
so
movie.
Good. And I do think...
It's great graphics, or not graphics,
special effects.
And special effects. Even the settings.
I remember this. Like, I don't remember a lot of the plot.
A classic.
But I remember his transformation into a wolf. I don't remember the transformation into a wolf for American Werewolf in London, in Paris. Even though I watched that one first.
I think they have one on that one. I'm not sure.
But I watched that one first, and it had, what is his name? Tom Everett Scott. He was really big in the 90s, I know. And I remember watching it because I had just seen him on something else, and I was like, oh, he's in
this.
And I wanted to watch it, and I watched it, and I remember that I didn't, like, hate it or anything. I remember thinking, this was okay. But I couldn't tell you what the transformation was like. But I watched this movie only the one time, and it was after that.
It sticks to
you. And I still remember the transformation.
Because they show so much of it. They don't just show the face and the pain behind the face. They don't show...
I mean, they're showing you the back. They're showing you the legs.
And the legs coming out.
Hands stretching.
His hands growing. His torso.
And the I love how they did his friend.
Mouth and nose just going out.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Especially for 81. That had to have been difficult.
Like some kind of silicone and robot in there just pushing out. It just looks so cool how they did it.
And I like how each time you saw the friend, he was decomposed a little more. I liked him when you first saw him, and he just had the slashes.
Yeah.
And his neck was, like, torn out. It looked really good.
It did.
The second time you see him, it wasn't quite as impressive, but that third time where it's just his teeth and his eyeballs are, like, you know, you can see the full eyeballs. That was pretty cool, too, because you can see the teeth through the muscle and the cheek.
Yeah.
But I think of all of the iterations of his friend, I still like the first one where he just has the slashes. When he sees him
when
in the hospital.
See his flesh all red.
And, like, the neck is just, like, you can see all the tendons and stuff just, like, hanging out. And he's
that
just, like,
good.
Sitting there, like, hey.
Yeah.
I want to see him eat the toast. It'd be like Casper in the movie Casper when he's eating and the food just like goes straight down and falls to the floor.
That would have been great, but he had to cut it out and he regrets it. He's, you know, on some of his stuff it says he regrets doing that.
But
having
still,
to cut a lot out.
But it's understandable. You have to try to fit it into the rating system so that, you know, because it was, what is this, R?
Yeah.
And if it went any higher, it's what, NC-17? Is that what's next?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Because it's fewer people who can see it. And you want as many people to see it as possible, but you don't want to, if he cut more out to make it PG-13, it wouldn't have been as good.
Yeah.
So I understand that they have, like, certain things they have to adhere to, but at the same time, like, nowadays, like, you have these additional scenes, deleted scenes, and you can see all of that. So I wonder if that's somewhere... That scene was still, like, saved somewhere, so you can still see it, even if it isn't in the actual movie. That would be nice to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him eating toast. That's such a weird thing. I want to see him eat toast.
And fall out his throat.
Can I see the dead guy eat toast?
I like that John Landis can be very different in his directing. He could do comedy and make it fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the list of movies you gave was surprising.
And be scary as shit, and that's... to me, that's very rare to have a director who can do
all the different genres.
A romantic movie, a movie of horror, a movie of comedy, you know, just dramatic.
Right, because they usually have their little niche, and he doesn't seem to have that. His niche is just good movies.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. Tell us,
I
guys.
I like it.
Did you like it? Tell us what you think.
Let us know.
An American Werewolf in London.
London.
Email is drunkandscary@gmail.com.
Oh, let me get our shots ready.
I am so drunk.
Or
well,
I'm gonna
Google
give you
us shot. Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
Remember,
TAMRIAND.
Because I, you'll get something else.
Leave some reviews.
If you type my name wrong.
Let us know what
you think. Leave us reviews.
Send us your horror movie suggestions. We want to hear... We've been getting a lot of good ones that we've never heard of.
I love hearing from you guys.
It's hard to find some of these trailers, but man, it's pretty cool knowing that there's other types of horror movies out there. But yeah, send them to us, drunkandscary@gmail.com. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Slasher. Join Slasher, guys, if you're into horror movies. There's a big cult of horror fans on there.
Oh, it's amazing. And
it's great.
I get on
media.
There every day, and I'm constantly seeing movies, people talking about movies I've never
heard of before. Yeah.
They're posting things. You see people on there who do special effects for horror movies, people who do art for horror movies, people who work on horror movie podcasts, horror movie films. I mean, like, horror movie films.
Films, yeah.
This is what happens when Terry drinks. You see, I have some stuff that I want to tell you about next
artists,
time after I look at
musicians,
so much stuff.
Books.
There's something
check
for everybody
Slasher
there.
Check out Slasher, guys. And, or just Google us.
Just Google us.
PamandTerryDrunkenScary@gmail.com.
Drink with us. Watch movies with us. Social distance with
again.
Us.
Again. Pam and Terry Drunk and Scary. Or email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com.
Woo! Got it.
All right. Goonies, never say die.
Tink, tink.
Oh,
still,
my God.
Looking at this picture, can you imagine if this was Sylvester Stallone being that guy, being turning into a werewolf?
Dan Aykroyd?
Sylvester Stallone.
I know, but he looks like him, but Dan Aykroyd...
I can't picture him. I can't picture him as that.
All right, guys. We'll
good
talk
choice.
To you later. See you next week. Love you guys.
Thanks
bye.
For watching.
Yes.
Bye.